Hey guys, I'm Jackie Brubaker, host of the Love You Even More podcast. I'm an author, speaker, two-time Emmy Award winner, and entrepreneur. I'm a Jackie of all trades and a master of some. Each week, I bring on people from all walks of life to talk to them about their inspiring stories in the fields of self-development, relationships, business, and how you can love yourself even more. For more about me and the podcast, visit us at loveyouevenmore.com. Hey guys, it's Jackie, and today I am going to talk about being who you are at the moment and the day and the stage that you're at. Okay, so I've been really thinking about this because I've actually been feeling this way. And if I'm feeling this way, I'm pretty sure other people are feeling this way too. And that's kind of where this all started, was I've been feeling just kind of like in between. That's a good way of putting it. Most of the time, I'm just like charging ahead and moving forward and getting shit done and accomplishing things. And recently, I had a really nice epiphany about my workaholism, if you didn't already catch on to that. And it was basically that my workaholism really stems from two parts. One part is I've just always been like this. Even since I was a kid, I was just a motivated, hardworking individual. I like to accomplish things. I like to start things and complete them. And that's a great trait. And I think that's a trait that a lot of people, you know, strive to have if that's not naturally inherent in you. Some people have to work really hard at it. Some people, it's just their way of life, like me. But what I had my epiphany over was that the other part of my workaholism stems really from trauma. And some people who are workaholics, maybe all of us, I won't generalize, have this workaholism tendency because they felt, they were made to feel that they weren't good enough at some time in their life, typically childhood, or they were put through a lot of trauma, pick your trauma. And so their way of coping is to accomplish, and that's me. And I have been called a Jackie of all trades. I have dubbed myself a Jackie of all trades. One of the things that I do amazingly, and I'm going to give myself props for this, is that if I want to do something, I just do it. And I do it well. I don't half-ass anything. But what I've noticed in the last few years or so, as we came out of the pandemic and as things started to kind of get back to normal, was that I didn't want to work as hard out of this trauma response, which is really healthy and really exciting, except it's also really hard to figure out as someone who's relied on this coping mechanism to soothe herself. Now, I know I'm talking to some people. I know you're hearing this and you're like, oh my God, that's me. Oh my God, that's me. So as my latest project, don't you love that when you're looking at something and then speaking at the same time and then readist comes out? I was looking at a book. When my latest project, which is my business, Love You Even More and Love You Even More Baby, my apparel lines came out and I put everything into them for, you know, 6 months, 7 months, came out, launched all of the things, right? The website's amazing. Everything works. My warehouses are all set up. Like, I really taught myself how to start and grow an e-commerce business. I just didn't feel connected to it anymore. Now it's still up. You can still buy baby stuff and you can still buy loungewear. Nothing's going away. But here's my point. My point is, I just didn't feel like I wanted to put 110% in it. And the reason was that my trauma response was fading. I had used my coping mechanism to feel better, and then I started to feel better, and then I didn't need it as much. So there's that, and that is really important for us to look at when we feel like I really need to go achieve. Now, here's the other part of this. The other part of it is now that I don't, and by the way, too, like the business is not that hard to run. Like, thank God. Like, it really is a do-it-yourself kind of business. It just runs itself. And I set it up precisely to be that way because I have real things in my life that are super huge passions of mine that I do give 110%, like my acting career. So as I've relaxed and, you know, been focusing way more on my acting career and watching that flourish, I'm just like, okay, well, this is good. But what's fascinating is that when people ask me about the business, they're like, how's it going? How's it going? I'm like, it's good. You know, it's up. It's doing its thing. There is this part of me that feels, well, shouldn't I be working more at it? Like, shouldn't I be doing more promotions specifically, more marketing specifically? And my big epiphany was that, no, you know what? That just doesn't feel right for me right now. I'm really proud of myself for doing it. It is self-sufficient. I am self-sufficient, but I don't need to make this into something that it isn't. So I really hope that just hearing that story, so I learn a lot through storytelling. I hope that this is resonating for some of you, that this feels correct for. When you hear this, I hope that that gives you a little bit of relief that, you know, if you started something and you started doing it and you just were like, okay, all right, great. But then you know this isn't something that you want to keep doing forever. I mean, it can still run itself, of course, but it's like, oh, this isn't really my passion. That's a really good thing. In the novel I wrote, which is called That Girl, a Novel, you can get it on Amazon. The main character's main question is, when do I know when to throw in the towel on my career or to keep fighting for it? Because her career passion is her passion. It is her passion. She's a songwriter. She wants to be a songwriter more than anything in the world, but it's really, really, really hard. And she wants to give up because, you know, she's coming up to 30 and doesn't know what she's doing with her life otherwise. And it's just kind of like that moment where you really have to adult. Now, here's the second half of my podcast episode today. This is where I've sort of been at. I'm actually not at a crossroads like that, thank God. But the other part of it is like, when do you know when to like give something up? And then if you do recognize like, yeah, you know what? Okay, I don't really want to do this. The sort of, I don't even know how to phrase this. The sort of like question marks you get from people of, oh, really? Well, then why did you do it? It's like, sure, you give the whole story of like, well, it's a trauma response and I'm a workaholic and da 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 and I'm getting healthier, but no one really wants to hear that. What I've been noticing, and this is the conversation I really want to have, what I've been noticing is that if you have questions in your life, about your life, if you are a certain age and you aren't on board with what everyone else thinks and feels is the mature adult response, if you have any problems whatsoever, it just seems like, especially at a certain age, people look down at you for that. You know, like if I'm sitting here having feelings about, you know, healing and overcoming things because it took me longer because I had a different life experience than somebody else. Have you ever felt judged for perhaps figuring things out later or just coming to conclusions on things that other people would have just kept going on? Because that's how I felt. And I don't feel like anyone's judging me per se right now. Thank God. That's nice. Maybe I'm just judging myself. But I do feel that there is like a vibration of people who really give off this air of, and by the way, this is like no one in particular in my life. So if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, is that me? Like, it's not you. This is just sort of like a societal thing that I'm talking about. There's an air of, it's almost like it's like a patronizing air, right? Where people are like, oh, well, yeah, I know that. I don't do that. It sucks. You know, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was supposed to know everything coming out of the womb and like never make any mistakes or, you know, never have a question or never try something and then decide not to do it later. It's like, okay, like I decided to start a business and it's up and it's running. Nothing's wrong. Nothing happened. I just know that I'm following my gut and my intuition to keep following acting because that's my passion. And like, that is the right choice for me. But for someone else, they might be like, well, you're just a jack of all trades. Or, you know, do you know what I'm trying to say? I hope you all do. But I really am trying to convey that this like patronizing air of know-it-allness that some people give you when you just are trying to be honest about your own healing or your own growth or your own trying to figure things out. Like the whole premise of life, I believe, is to keep evolving and growing and learning. And when I hear these people say, oh yeah, like just don't let it bother you. Like, oh, really? Oh, okay. I guess it's just that simple. I just won't have feelings, like, or whatever it is. I'm just giving an example. But it's like, if you're learning and growing through something right now, and then someone gives you this like, oh yeah, well, I know that. Like I've always done that. Or is like patronizing to you. Honestly, I think I'm just here to give you some sympathy that you're not alone and it's really not fair. It's not right. And all I can think, like the first thing that comes to mind is what are these other people not looking at in themselves? Because no one's that perfect and no one can have that much of a sort of, I know it all stance. Even Oprah doesn't. Oprah's whole job is to ask people how to be better humans. Literally, she is coming to the forefront with, I don't know. You tell me, what should we all do? How did you learn it? Could we learn it a different way? Can we be better? And honestly, that's how I am. And that's what this whole podcast is about. It's about self-development. How can we be better? And so I guess I've just felt like sharing that it's just not cool and it's not fair and it's not right for people to just sit there and tell you what you should do in their perspective or where you should be at your life stage because nobody's life is different. And here's the third part of this whole episode is that we all have very different life experiences, very different childhoods, the way that we were raised, the way that we experience life through our specific lens is very different than everybody else's. Even if you are seemingly similar to someone, you look alike, you're from the same city, you have the same religion or not religion, you have the same parent structure, you know, it seems as if it could be very similar. You're still not. And there are things that happen in that person's life versus your person's life that will make you different people and have very different perspectives. And so, A, if you're asking for advice because you feel that, you know, maybe you need some guidance or, I mean, hello, therapy is not asking for advice, but therapy is asking to help with guidance, like give me tools for myself to help me, you know, heal. That's great, but you just always have to remember that you are coming from a different perspective than somebody else. And on the flip side, for the people who are like, oh yeah, like I know that, or, you know, have the patronizing sort of air about them. Is it patronizing or patronizing? Patronize? I think it's patronizing. Well, tomato, tomato. Who's going to tell me otherwise? Comment. You know, also the other half of this is like, don't be the person who thinks that they have all the answers. You may have an answer, and that's great. And that might actually really help someone. That may help someone evolve and grow, just like Oprah's guests do. But you might not also have the answer for this person because your experience is different. And their experience, even if they took all of your advice word for word and applied it to their life, it might not work out the same way. And so I think we all really could benefit from coming from a place of always having a beginner's mind. Hello, Buddhism. Thank you, Joseph Campbell. And feeling as though this is my advice, if you'd like to take it, if you'd like to hear it. And if you don't, take what works for you. You know, take something that works for you. And if nothing works for you, that's good too. At least you know. And I'm not trying to tell you what's right, what's wrong, what to do, what not to do. I just think there's a lot of that happening right now. I think there's a lot of, in society, people telling others how they should live. And I hope that all of us can take a step back and recognize that we don't have the answers. I mean, it's ironic, right? The whole episode is about me like kind of telling you what to do in a weird way, but it's also take what serves you here. Take these words, and if they work for you, if this is resonating, great. And if it isn't, that's okay too. Maybe this isn't your episode, you know, and that's fine. But I really think that having perspective on other people's perspectives and being so much more open to understanding and letting them learn their lessons the way that they're supposed to, and having empathy towards those lessons is really key here. And it's really key to tell people if they are trying to tell you how to live in whichever life, or, you know, just if you're trying to open up and be vulnerable with them and they're like, oh yeah, you know, I know everything now, to, you know, tell them like, hey, you know what? I'm really glad that you feel like you're in a great place in your life. I really do. But, you know, I'm trying to be vulnerable. I'm trying to tell you what's not working for me. And if you could just have a listening ear, I'd really appreciate that. You know, ask for what you need, especially if this is someone you care about. Ask for what you need. Otherwise, you're just going to end up in this like position of placating them. You know, like, oh yeah, no, that's a really good idea. And then you're going to feel small and they're going to feel powerful. And then they're just going to keep doing it to other people. They're just going to go ahead and be this know-it-all to all these other people. And this is a lot of us, you guys. This is a lot of people. It's a lot of people thinking that they know better. So I really hope that some of this resonated for some of you. And if anything, makes you feel less alone. Because I think it's really important for us to just be supportive. And by being supportive, sometimes that just means listening and nodding your head and humming. And just being there for someone to vent doesn't always mean giving advice. And also knowing that if you're in a place in your life where maybe you feel like you're not sure what the next step is, or maybe you are very sure that you did the right thing, but others might not agree with you, just stand strong in your feeling, because you're living your life, you're living your perspective, you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now, and you're doing exactly what you're meant to be doing. So that's the episode, short and sweet. I hope it makes sense. Sometimes I go on tangents, but I hope that I wrapped it around to a neat little bow. See? Not perfect every year. All right, you guys, have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.